Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Minnie, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode with me today. It's been so gloomy in New York City today, and I feel like it's just kind of set a weird off vibe for the entire day. I honestly can't remember the last time we had just a gray, gloomy, cloudy day like this. I feel so grateful that I do get pretty good natural light in my apartment, but I only have windows at one side because I live in a studio. So my bed is at the opposite end of my studio apartment where the windows are not. So it literally felt like a black hole, like when I woke up this morning, because it's just been so dark and gloomy. And I don't know, it's just been making me feel a little bit off, but also I kind of love it at the same time. It's actually cold today. Like, I mean, cold in relative to it being August, but I have had goosebumps on my arms and I've, you know, haven't been sweating and sweltering in my apartment. I don't have air conditioning, so it's been a bit of a struggle this summer, but we are powering through and we're almost at the end of the summer. And I just really don't want to spend like $400 on an AC unit that I use for 2 to 3 months of the year. And then I have to store it. I don't have a lot of space. So I've been powering through. I do have a fan. She has been my lifesaver. Yeah, today's just been feeling a little off, but not bad. Yesterday was very off. I just had a very low mental health day. But that day kind of inspired what I wanted to talk about in this episode today. This is fully like spur of the moment, very spontaneous topic. I have been trying to do better about planning out my content and just trying to build structure and make it feel less overwhelming for myself, because I definitely have been getting very overwhelmed with balancing a full-time job and trying to build my content. And then I even want to start like personal business endeavors and starting a business, starting a company. Like, I just have so many ideas right now, and I'm struggling with how to really streamline and prioritize my tasks. So I feel like one day I work on one thing, and then the next day I work on another thing, and the third day I'm mad that I didn't work on that one thing more than I did. And I don't know, I'm just really struggling with being okay with what's happening right now and what I'm doing right now. And that voice in my head just telling me like I'm never doing enough and I could always be doing more. Oh, look at this person. She's an entrepreneur already. She's a CEO already at 23. And what are you doing at 23? Like, I know all that stuff is just so not helpful, and comparison truly, truly, truly is the thief of joy. But I know deep down I want to do so much, and I think I just have that creative mind and that type of mind that doesn't want to settle for things. And every type of mind has its pros and cons. But instead of nitpicking all the annoyances and the parts that stress me out, which tends to be my default, and is really what got to me yesterday earlier in the day. I was just really frustrated that I'm putting so much time into my content. I posted a podcast that I felt really, really proud of. And as I just was thinking about how much time and energy I'm pouring into my podcast, my YouTube, my social media, my personal endeavors, my journal, I just got extremely overwhelmed very, very quickly. That sort of turned into a whole panic attack, anxiety attack, while I was on the phone with my boyfriend, unfortunately. But it just showed that my body was processing something and I just needed to feel it. I just needed to let it out. And that's what I did. But I noticed that I've been very, very fixated on, like, quote unquote, how good I am at what I'm doing. And I feel like that is just a common theme throughout my entire life. I've always thought that way, but now I feel like it's the first time in my life I'm actually questioning it and wondering, has that been hurting me more than helping me to be viewing what I do every single day in that type of mindset? Through therapy, I really understood and started really working to reframe my mindsets around being super goal-oriented and viewing everything as sort of like a checkbox just to check off on my to-do list, and instead focusing more on the process and enjoying the process. And that's something I'm very aware of that I don't naturally do. And for some reason, I've been programmed and my brain works in a way that I am very goal-oriented, and it's hard for me to sometimes really enjoy the moment if I don't feel like that goal is being achieved. But I'm trying to reframe it because I know that that's just a recipe for disaster and a recipe for never, ever, ever feeling enough. Because if I'm just solely focusing on fixating on achieving a certain goal, one, it's probably never, ever going to look like I expect it to be. I'm setting myself unrealistic expectations and therefore will just probably feel more negative than positive majority of the time. And two, it's really just pulling me from the present moment. And it's just kind of stripping away all the potential joy that I could be feeling in the process of creating, in the process of editing, in the process of doing something, because I'm so fixated on like how good and how successful it's going to be at the end. That's not to say that I don't have long-term goals and I don't want to set long-term goals. I think everyone should have goals and set goals, but it's really just understanding that it's okay, of course, to have those goals, but have a flexible mindset around how you get to those goals. And if you're not feeling it one day and you want to work on something else, or you're tired and you want to rest, or you have a spontaneous invitation to dinner or a trip or something like that, and it doesn't necessarily align with the strict goals that you set for yourself, I want to live a life where I have that mental and physical flexibility to do those things and be intuitive and listen to my body and listen to my mind and listen to my energy levels, because I feel like that's all part of enjoying the process of achieving a goal rather than being so like cutthroat rigid about achieving a goal. Everyone approaches it in different ways, I'm realizing, and I think I have been on the verge of listening to too many podcasts, watching too many YouTube videos about how to grow on social media, grow a business, like be an entrepreneur, like better yourself. Like, I don't know, I'm constantly like filling my brain with everyone else's experience and how they're doing it. And I know it's not all bad, because I look at it as a lens of how can I learn more? How can I understand the brain more and like listen to podcasts about how the brain works and how business works, how strategy works? Like, I'm very interested in all of that stuff. But I think to an extent, I need to know when to stop and I need to know when to reel it back and look inward rather than constantly looking outward for how to live my own life. And I just had a moment yesterday after my anxious episode, after my workday, I went to the gym and I did a Pilates class. This is the first time I went to this instructor's Pilates class. She was so, so good. I really, really enjoyed her class. And my abs are on fire today, but it feels good. And after the class, I started walking home and it started raining on my way home. I didn't bring an umbrella. I wasn't wearing a top. I literally was just in my sports bra and leggings. And my first thought when I noticed it started raining, I was like, oh, this is so annoying. I just want to get home as quick as possible. I don't want to get rained on. And this is so annoying. And I kind of maintained that mentality and I like had my head down and I was like really just annoyed that it was raining. I was like, of course on this day after I've had such an anxious, horrible day, like it's raining. And I just was so negative, so, so negative about the rain and the environment. After I felt so good and so positive in my workout class, I noticed that was honestly a really positive class for me. I wasn't fixating on my body. I wasn't fixating on people around me. It was purely just like feeling good, feeling strong. And that's just like a side note, but I've been really proud that I've been feeling that way going to the gym lately. And being someone who has had a very rocky path with working out and exercise addiction and over-exercising in the past, it is wonderful to be back in a gym environment and just not be facing such toxicity in your own mind and hatred towards yourself in your own mind. It's such an uncomfortable feeling, like being in a gym, which is some place like so many people praise and find to be a safe space, find to be a happy place. But for a majority of my life, it was not a happy or safe or enjoyable place for me. It was somewhere I went to punish and force myself to go. But I can say confidently now that's not the case. I've taken my time away from the gym and I honestly love being back. I love being able to play around with whatever I'm feeling in the moment. I can do a class, I can do weights, I can just walk if I want, I can just go use the steam room. Like, to be honest, I do be doing that sometimes. Literally just go to the gym to like cleanse and shower. Their showers are bigger than mine, so it's nice. Anyway, that's off track. But on my way back from this workout class yesterday, it started pouring rain and it just got harder and harder. And I was really, really negative. And I just felt my whole body, like my whole shoulders and everything was like tense. I was like, my head was down and I was like, come on, like, I just want to get home. And then I had to stop at a crosswalk because I couldn't cross the street because their light was green. And initially I was like, come on, like turn red so I can run across the street and get home. And then eventually I was like, why am I so negative right now? Like I just kind of had a moment with myself and a little conversation with myself. And I just took a deep breath. I put my shoulders down and I was like, there's absolutely nothing I can do about this right now. Like absolutely nothing. This is 100% out of my control. And that is probably one of the first times in a long, long time I've kind of had that real talk moment with myself. I feel like I always preach it to others, and it's so much easier to remind others that you can only control what you can control and don't stress over the things you can't control. Try to let it go. It's so much easier to say that to people and notice it in other people than it is in yourself. That's something I'm really, really struggling with. I feel like I know what advice to say and I know how to help others, and it's just taking the advice myself is sometimes the hardest part. So I had this moment after I took a deep breath and I reminded myself that this rain is 100% out of my control. I felt this like weight lift off of my shoulders. I mean, I also like let go of the tension in my body, but I also just felt this weight lift and I looked up into the sky and I just stood there. I fully missed the crosswalk light. Like it went red or it went to the Walkman and then it went to the hand again. Like I just was fully enjoying my time. I probably looked so crazy, but I was just standing there on the side of the street looking up at the sky and letting the rain just fall on my face and fully letting my bag, letting my shoulders, letting my arms, letting my clothes, like letting everything just get soaked and drenched in rain. And it felt so freeing. I just fully let go of trying to, like, quote unquote, stop the rain, even though obviously I couldn't stop the rain, but my negativity was trying to stop the rain, and my negativity was so against this rain that was happening after my Pilates class. But just letting myself stand there and letting myself just get soaked felt so good. And like I said, it felt so freeing. And I just had this moment where I felt completely in the moment. I, for a second, stopped thinking about the class I was just in. I stopped thinking about what I was going to do when I get home. I stopped thinking about the rain and worrying about getting wet. I stopped thinking about the anxious episode I had earlier in the day. I just fully was in the moment, getting rained on, looking up at the sky. All I had on my mind was, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful I can feel this rain right now. I'm so grateful I have able legs that enabled me to walk to the gym and take the class. I'm so grateful I have food in my fridge when I get home to make dinner. I'm so grateful I have a warm bed to sleep in tonight. And I don't know, it just showed that I need to do mindfulness and meditation, and just I need to bring these types of environments into my life more often because it felt so, so good. And this was very unprompted. Usually I have to make an effort to meditate or journal or practice gratitude or be present. But this was like the first time, and I don't even know, I can't remember the last time something like this happened, but it just genuinely came from me. I didn't think like, oh, I should be more present. I should try to practice gratitude. It just came. And I don't really know exactly what that means. I know it's a good sign. I'm proud of myself. And maybe it's just a sign of growth. That's all it is. And Have you ever felt like your body is trying to tell you something, but you just can't figure out what? Maybe your energy crashes out of nowhere, your mood is all over the place, or no matter how well you take care of yourself, you just still feel off? I know I've been there. And for the longest time, I thought it was just stress or bad sleep, but what I've learned after being on my own hormone balancing journey this past year is that a lot of these symptoms are often tied to our hormones. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz designed to help you uncover the root cause of your symptoms. After taking the quiz, you get a personalized recommendation to help get your body back in balance. When I took the quiz, one of the recommendations I got was to start taking Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula supplement that fine-tunes the hormonal system and is used by women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Using only science-backed ingredients, they offer a range of products designed to help you feel like yourself again. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PIPOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PIPOD, P-I-P-O-D, for 15% off today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You know, in the past, I would let those anxious days trickle into a few days, 5 days, weeks, even months at some point in my life where I would just feel so down, and I would let one horrible moment, one really anxious moment, take over and blanket over how I would feel for the next few days. And that felt completely out of my control. But I'm realizing now that while it may have felt like it was out of my control, and while it was obviously good to feel my feelings and work through things, you can control how much you dwell on things and how much you let it get to you. This is not to say that if you feel a feeling, then you should like bottle it up, because that's 100% not what I'm saying at all. It's so, so important to let your emotions out, feel your feelings, journal, write about it, scream into a pillow, cry, have a panic attack if you need to. Yes, they're very, very uncomfortable, but if it's coming and there's nothing you can do about it, the best thing is to just feel it. Try to get the support that you need. Try to call someone. Hold ice cubes. I was like rubbing my chest yesterday. That feels so grounding and kind of safe for me. Do what you need to do, but just don't bottle up your emotions, please, because I have done that in my past and I used to do that all the time. And then, you know, when quarantine hit and my mental health went down the drain, all my emotions came out and it was the most uncomfortable thing in my entire life. But I feel like I'm now finally starting to reach the other side, and it's kind of a wild feeling, something you don't ever really prepare for. And I think the biggest thing and the most difficult thing for me, having gone through my eating disorder recovery and just this whole mental health journey and being diagnosed with anxiety and depression, is learning how to regulate my emotions. And definitely yesterday, that was just, I was struggling to regulate my emotions. I let one small thing get to me and it accumulated into a whole anxious episode, an anxiety attack. And while I don't blame myself, and I don't think anyone should ever blame themselves for having anxious moments and really tough moments, it is important to understand that you do have the strength and you do have the power to monitor your emotions and be aware of how much you're letting things get to you. Because like the rain, some things are just fully out of your control. So getting worked up over it, getting mad, getting negative over it is an absolute complete waste of time. And that's just something I feel like I need to remind myself, and I wanted to talk about on today's podcast episode to maybe remind you all as well that some things in life are just annoying and sad and negative and horrible to deal with, but they may just be 100% out of your control. So what you do have control over is how you approach and how you view that uncomfortable, horrible, annoying situation that you're faced with. So if we take the rain example, rather than being all negative and worked up that I was getting wet and annoyed, I decided to just let it go and let the rain get me wet, let it get my socks soaked and my white sneakers all dirty. It's okay. I'm not that mad. But it just honestly was a level of freedom that I haven't felt in a long, long time. Regulating your emotions, I feel like, is something no one ever talks about, or maybe just in my upbringing, I was never really taught how to be aware of my emotions, be aware of my emotional state, verbalize how I was feeling, and learn the skills to regulate it. It's honestly still such a hard thing for me to do. I definitely don't have answers on how to not let things get to you and how to not get overwhelmed and how to not overthink. Like, I don't have those answers because I still struggle with those things. I don't regulate my emotions well in many, many situations. But like I preach, counting your wins and, you know, counting the small moments, counting the moments where you do feel good and you do feel positive and you notice that growth. That was this rain moment for me. It was a small moment among many moments this week and this month and this year of moments where I haven't been able to regulate my emotions properly, and I let a small thing get to me and I get overly angry, I get overly annoyed and overly emotional. And bless my amazing boyfriend, he deals with me and helps me through those moments. This is just your reminder that counting those wins when you do notice them, and notice the wins, take them as serious, even if it is one moment in whole 365 days where you feel good and you feel positive and you've been able to reframe your mindsets. That is a win. That is a big win, because maybe the next year it'll be 2 days, and then maybe the next year it'll be 3 days, and it'll just keep growing and growing and growing. But if you never take note of those wins when you feel them, and you never validate yourself and never pat yourself on the back and say, I'm proud of you, your brain is never going to understand to reinforce that feeling and reinforce that thought patterns and that thought process to continue it later in your life. And I know it's so much easier, at least in the way my brain works, to dwell on the negatives and remember the negatives. Like, I'd be able to pinpoint all the annoying things that happened in my day, but sometimes struggle to think about the small little happy moments that happened in my day. And that's where journaling and really getting present and intentional practice of gratitude and mindfulness comes in, that those are moments where I make myself remember the happy moments, and I make myself write down the things that I'm proud of myself and ways that I love myself. And no, I don't do that every single day. And that's definitely something I notice I beat myself up over, is not journaling enough, not being present enough, not practicing gratitude enough. But I feel like the key is just not to dwell on the negative things, not to dwell on the things you didn't do, not to dwell on the things you don't do enough of, but really just build compassion and build self-love, so that even on the times you don't do those things and you don't have enough time, or you get rained on and you weren't expected to, it doesn't cause this flood and this rush of negative emotions. Regulating our emotions is going to change the way it looks like for the rest of our life. We're going to be dealing with different struggles at different phases of our life. We're going to be facing different emotions at different times and different eras of our life. So it's something that is ever evolving and ever changing and always a constant work in progress. And I think, going back to my original point of how I am just naturally so goal oriented and I struggle to really enjoy the process and not focus so much on the end goal, is why I've had so much trouble with regulating my emotions. I feel like I approach staying present and seeing the good and being grateful as something that I just need to check off and do every single day. But that has proven to me that it doesn't quite work exactly the way I thought it was going to, and that it too is a work in progress. Finding ways to calm yourself down, finding ways to be grateful for certain things, finding ways to stay present and, you know, get back into a grounded, mindful state is not an easy thing, but it's also not something that is just going to look the same throughout your entire life. It's not just something to check off on a checklist. how I ground myself and how I practice gratitude now is going to look very different in probably 10 years or maybe less in 2 years and 5 years. I'm going to be facing different struggles. I'm going to be facing different challenges. I may have crazy circumstances that are 100% out of my control that I just need to deal with. Who knows? We don't know what the future holds. So I guess I wanted to make this episode to just more check in, talk about things I've been thinking about, and share that moment of pure gratitude that I felt the other day standing in the rain, because it really did something to me and it left me feeling so hopeful and it made me realize a lot of things. And kind of talking through them today, verbalizing them, has been really, really helpful. And I plan to journal more about it as well. I know this episode, I feel like it's been all over the place and just kind of a word ramble dump, but I hope you're able to take something. If you do take something from this episode, I hope you take that it's so normal to have hard days, but please remind yourself that you do have the power to reframe the things you focus on. You do have the power to pick out the wins, pick out the good moments. You do have the power to stop the negative thought cycle. I feel like I have felt like a victim to my own brain and to my own thoughts in so many ways. And that is just such an uncomfortable feeling. It feels like I'm in my own body, but I can't even control what's going on. And I feel like I've just been trying to figure that out. It's definitely not an easy thing to figure out, for sure. But I'm reminding myself every single day, like I am to you, that you have the power to control what you can control and try your best to let go what you can't control. So going back to that rain situation the other day, I just kind of naturally let go because I realized I can't do anything about this rain. I can't control it. I'm not saying that you have to wait until you naturally let go of what you can't control, because sometimes it won't come naturally. And for me, very often it doesn't come naturally. And I think that's what I'm really frustrated with right now, is it's such an intentional effort to let things go. It's such an intentional effort to see the good and see the positive and see the win. But that intentional effort will be less of an effort as you do it more and more and more. So that, I guess, is my main message, is to just reiterate to yourself that you do have control over your reaction. You don't always have control over your environment or what happens to you, but you can control how you react. There's a saying someone I work with said to me. It was event plus response equals outcome. So your outcome is half in your control. Please keep that in mind. Your life is half in your control. And I feel like for me, in my experience with my mental health and just this kind of rocky up and down journey with it, so many parts have felt so out of my control. And that's such a scary situation and a scary, vulnerable place to be in. But whenever I remind myself of this, I kind of just feel like a weight's been lifted. And that rain moment, I definitely noticed and reminded myself of this exactly. I realized this event that's happening to me is out of my control, but I can control how I react. So I just decided to stop being so negative about it. And I know that is so much easier said than done. I too feel so frustrated when people are just like, well, just be positive. Look for the positives. Just don't think that way. Just don't let it get to you. Like, no, sometimes it's really, really difficult to not let it get to you and not make it a really big deal in your own brain. Take it step by step. Building that self-love, building that self-compassion, building patience is so, so key. And as I'm saying those things, like, I don't have the answers. I don't do them all 100% perfectly all the time. These are reminders for myself as much as they are for you. So I feel like my ramble sesh, my therapy sesh of this episode has come to an end. I hope that made sense and I hope it helped. I hope it made you feel a little bit more heard and more seen, if these are ways that you think as well. Finding gratitude is so, so difficult, but it's so, so important. And that is something I'm going to be reminding myself all the time, as well as a reminder that the event plus your response equals the outcome. You are not your thoughts. You don't have to give into and take every single thought that comes into your brain into consideration, because some are just not needed and not helpful, and you can just let them pass. But yeah, with that, I'm going to wrap it up. If you find yourself getting caught in the rain sometime soon, I hope you too can take a moment and just be grateful. Just be grateful that you can feel the rain. Be grateful that you're wherever you are, whatever you can be grateful for, just try to think about it instead of trying to rush home and be mad and negative that you're getting all wet. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode and want more kind of random, unstructured chats like this, let me know. I feel like I've been doing more list style advice episodes, which I also love doing as well. I feel like leaving you all with some concrete steps and concrete things to do. I love listening to episodes like that, so I wanted to make some, but I don't know, I just felt called to talk about this today. So if you liked it, please let me know. You can follow me on Instagram at jenny.mini, follow the podcast Instagram at perfectlyimperfect.pod. And I would love you all so, so much, even more than I already do, if you send a little review, star rating, follow the pod on Spotify. All of that just helps support me and the podcast. And yeah, I'm so grateful for you all. Practice gratitude and count your wins, okay? I love you, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.